Blog Talk Radio.
Just like money. All right, welcome to the first ever Hard Hits Network. This is how we're delving into music. This is DJ Flex here. DJ Flex. Yeah, man, I go way back with the music and go back to college radio, actually, back at Fairleigh Dickinson and the Fairleigh Ridiculous days over in Madison, New Jersey. I actually did radio DJ out there. That was pretty cool. FDU actually has a pretty good radio station, actually. So that was Weezer, a little double shot of Weezer. We had really the two songs that, you know, brought them to fame in the beginning in 1984, in that fall. That was my first semester, actually, college. Buddy Holly, of course, with the very fast pace and classic video, of course, featuring the Fonz. That's right, Fonzarelli, Arthur Fonzarelli from Happy Days. I like the way they coordinated that. It's always been like a very music video. And of course, Undone, the Sweater song, which is a really unique song. It's a little bit longer. Most Weezer songs are pretty short. You know, they could be anywhere from like 2.5 minutes to like 3.5 for the most part. But this is a song that's like over 5 minutes. And off that Blue album, their debut album, which is still their best ever album. I actually had the cassette. Still have that cassette tape with the classic cover of all of them on there. Freaking awesome. What I like about that song, just I like the way it's played. With a little bit of edge and a little bit of bow. You got that that very loud reverb at the end where that's turned all the way up, and then you got that piano, which is a rarity for Weezer. Yeah, I saw them in concert about a decade ago at Madison Square Garden. And Rivers Cuomo and the boys did not disappoint. They were excellent. That was their first ever show at Madison Square Garden. You know, Rivers Cuomo is actually originally from New York, but and he grew up in California, and they were mostly a West Coast California band. And there's not one bad song on that Blue album. Everybody talks about the Pinkerton album. It's an excellent album. They have some other hit songs on other albums as well. But this is DJ Flex, and so my first dabble into the music. Of course, I always love music, and I always appreciate uniqueness, the unique sounds that you get from different artists, different styles, whether it's that new wave sound or maybe it's the grunge sound that we got in the 90s, or it's like the classic rock and roll sound from the 60s, or maybe it's just that electric guitar, whether it's Jimi Hendrix or Jimmy Page or so many others, or Clapton. There's just so many others, or maybe you like the classic rap scene with Tupac and with Run DMC and Biggie Smalls and LL Cool J, and you like that, or you like Beastie Boys, or maybe you like the folk songs that Bob Dylan sang or Bob Marley with all his reggae. There's just so many different styles, or maybe even the 50s, which I've delved into with Chuck Berry. And, of course, with Elvis Presley and some of the other greats like Jerry Lee Lewis. So there's just so many different styles of music. You know, I like a lot of 80s music because I grew up in the 80s. And I like some of that techno-electro sound. So I like listening to Tears for Fears. I like listening to Depeche Mode because there's a different kind of sound. It's got a different sound, different vibe, very unique style. So, I mean, you know, take for instance Information Society. Nobody really knows who they are, but they had some pretty unique songs of themselves. So why don't we play one from them, and then I'm gonna actually delve back to another band, another English act that is kind of forgotten, but boy, were they great in that 80s period, and even redistinguishing themselves, recreating themselves in the early 90s for some big hits. So Here is Information Society. All right, with What's On Your Mind.
It's worked so far, but we're not out yet.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
Pure energy.
All right, so you had Information Society with I Want to Know What You're Thinking, What's on Your Mind, which is they have a very unique sound in themselves. They have some really great songs, and they were also an 80s group that very innovative and very different sounding with just some of the technology they were able to use, you know. And back then, you know, technology, you know, bands were starting to like just tinker with stuff. But then, and then of course you heard two from the very forgotten but very memorable Duran Duran. Duran Duran, they were hot back then. They were really great. They were just another one of those great acts from England, great British movement that came in the 80s, kind of like a second wave of British invasion that you had. You know, I talked about Tears of Fear for Depeche Mode. I've talked about some of these groups, but Duran Duran, man, they had some great songs. So the first one that we heard was one of their older ones. I did Too Much Information, which that's actually a pretty cool song. When you start listening to it, you just start hearing the way they deliver the lyrics and the sounds, and then you start hearing some of that electric guitar and just the way everything's amped up. And then from the mid-90s, you know, when I was like in high school and out of high school, you had Come Undone, which is a very different kind of style, and they had to kind of reinvent themselves because, you know, they were going up against grunge and they were going up against just unbelievable stuff from like Nine Inch Nails, who I love. They were going up against so much different stuff, so they reinvented themselves. And I have that album, and that was a great album. That was a great album, actually. That's what I mean. You know, there's different music out there for us to experience and to listen to. I'm not one of these people that is not open to different things. You know, I'm not like an Eddie Trunk or whatever. Everything has to be rock and roll. Everything has to be metal. I can listen to different styles of music, and that's kind of why I can enjoy a Linkin Park or Chester Bennington, or Rest in Peace, or I can enjoy like a Chris Cornell, another guy that's still be around. Or I can enjoy different styles, and then I could go and enjoy Jimmy, or I can enjoy Bob Dylan, or I could enjoy Eric Clapton, or I can enjoy Steve Winwood, etc., and the Beach Boys. So I want to stick with the theme from the 80s, because I think the 80s was a great sound. I think there was a lot of great music, obviously. And you could talk about Madonna, you could talk about Cyndi Lauper, Michael Jackson, of course, Prince. You could talk about a lot of great acts, but they're all great acts too. You know, the Cars had like a new wave sound, and they were around from about the mid 70s, late 70s to 1988. And they had two guys that could sing in that band. And here's one from the Cars that it's a little bit older. It's not just what I need. It's not on their greatest hits, but it's just one of those songs that I like. So, and it's called It's All I Can Do.
I twisted the gate.
You're right. That is The Cars with It's All I Can Do. Very different song from some of the other songs they have. I wanted to keep going, obviously. I'm only trying this out for the first time. So, you know, if you get a chance, take a listen. This is just old music, basically. And I'm basically sticking with the 80s era. So, another group that I mentioned before is Tears for Fears. And everybody knows them for Everybody Wants to Rule the World and Shout and some of their other songs. But I wanted to do something a little different. Here is a song called Change. We need it. There it is, Tears for Fears with Change. Yeah, it's pretty amazing what they were able to do, what they were able to accomplish, just with their voices and just with the sounds that they created. Oh, man. They talk about Tears for Fears with Roland Orzabal and Kurt Smith and And just, you know, everybody, you know, that's a whole different sound. I mean, you listen to a song like that and your new wave and just very synth and pop and kind of, you just had different kind of, maybe they just had a different vision. Maybe that's what it is when you listen to a group like them, or you listen to a Depeche Mode, or you listen to a Formation Society, or Duran Duran, or even The Cure, or more rock. But, like, I don't know. I mean, Change, you know, may not have been as huge a hit in the United States, but it was also their first single to reach the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. And those singles included Mad World. By the way, Mad World, everybody thinks Gary Jules did the original for Mad World. No. Mad World, which is a great friggin' song that they created in 1982 and was released in 1983 on their first album, The Hurting. That was 1983 that he did that, before my brother was born. My brother knows everything about the 80s. He knows more about music than I do. And I'm older than him. Go figure. And how about Pale Shelter? That was more of a cover, and Pale Shelter was a damn good song also. So, you know, when you talk about Tears for Fears, you know, don't just talk about, you know, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Everybody Wants to Rule is a great song. And so is Shout. And so is Sowing of the Seeds of Love. The Seeds of Love is an excellent song. And there are other songs that they have, like Women in Chains. Yeah, I mean, they've done a lot. They have a very unique style. And I think what I like about them is just that they're just different. They're only two people, two guys, and they kicked butt. They kicked butt. Yeah, and you know what it's like? It's just, God, it's just, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool when you think about it, so. Don't have that much time left. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play a couple more songs, and then that will be it. And, yeah. And then, we'll, call it, and then I'll do another one tomorrow. So, what else can we do here? I'm really glad that I said what I said about Tears of Fears and Gary Jules, because Gary Jules, I feel like his Mad World is much sadder. And it's kind of like what Johnny Cash did with Nine Inch Nails Hurt. But I think that's all, like, if you're going to cover a song, I think you should do it based on interpretation. It doesn't have to be exact. Although when I listened to Jimi Hendrix cover some of Bob Dylan's stuff, I like what he did with it. I didn't feel like it was like, yeah, I mean, he added his electric guitar and all that stuff, but it didn't sound that different. And the same thing with the Beatles stuff, like Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Band. I mean, I like that. But I think what I like, I like listening to different styles of music. Yeah, it's so easy to just listen to a Guns N' Roses, because I love Guns N' Roses and they're friggin' awesome. I've seen them in concert. Or it's easy to listen to a Phil Collins, and Phil Collins was a huge part of Genesis. But, you know, he was originally the drummer, of course. He's one of the greatest drummers, maybe the greatest drummer ever. Well, with Ginger Baker, who passed on. But, like, and then he took over Pete Gabriel and did the lead singing, and Phil Collins still around. It's just, you know, I guess what it is, it's like everything changed. Like, the mainstream is so, everything's all about pop or whatever, and it's just all so, it's too similar. Like, who the heck wants to listen to the next Taylor Swift song? They all sound the same. Like, I'd rather listen to Taylor Momsen than I'd rather listen to Pretty Reckless, because they're a real freaking band. And they're just, they have a great sound. And God, I wish I could get some of that on my switchboard. So, you know, you speak of groups that were great, but kind of are kind of forgotten. And I'd be talking about these next guys. There's a song called Disappear by an Australian group, headed by Michael Hutchence, another voice that will still be around. It's called Disappear. Disappear. It was released on my 14th birthday, actually, December 8th, 1990. Yeah, go figure. I'm old now. 30 years later. It will be. It will be, actually. So, give or take 14 days. Yeah, because it's November 24th right now. And we go out to November 30th, November. So we got Thanksgiving coming up later this week. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. That is In Excess with Disappear and the great Michael Hutchence. A song written by Michael Hutchence and John Farris in Hong Kong in 1989. And Disappear reached number 8 on the U.S. Hot 100 Billboard in February of 91. It was and December 8th, 1990 is when it was released. And, God, In Excess was a great, they really had a lot of great stuff. And go ahead, take a listen to some of the stuff that they have. Yeah, whether it's Devil Inside or it's BD-8. I feel like that song in particular, it's just like one of those songs. It's so catchy. He's just like basically writing. Not just the writing, it's just like the poetry of BD-8. Deprecate. I remember that song was so good, right? The song was so catchy. Macy's actually made a commercial and used kind of a similar theme. And they did the same. They did a similar kind of thing. Hallucinate, desegregate, mediate, alleviate. I mean, try not to hate. Love you, mate. Don't suffocate on your own hate. Designate your love as fate. A one pulse state as human freight. Heavyweight, or just too late. Like pretty K, has sex or innate. And devastate. Appreciate. Fabricate. Emulate. What a song. I don't know how you make a song that's just all rhymes like that. I mean, I like to write poetry, but I mean, man, I'm not Michael Hutchence level. I'm not that kind of level. I mean, maybe if I really tried, I could do it. I wrote a poem every day, so. But like, yeah, so I just think it's really cool. So, I guess you could call this the first, this first to the music, DJ Flex here, kind of like the 80s hour, because that's what it was, just an 80s, like 45, 50 minute hour or whatever on different styles of music that stand out, even though that one's from 1990, really. So, In Excess, yeah, it played into the 90s. With Pest Mode, of course, they lasted the test of time. Tears of Fears, they were into the 90s. Duran Duran hit the 90s running, so. But, you know, these groups, and they really formulated and came to fruition, and really people started hearing them in the 80s. So, the 80s was just one of those decadent decades. There was a lot of great stuff about it. And everybody, nobody took everything seriously. Maybe if we just chilled out a little. Not saying, you know, not to listen to certain important things, which we have to. But I guess my message would be just relax a little bit. Don't hang on every word. Just let stuff flow. Stuff flow. I think things will go a lot better for everybody out there. So, that's kind of like my advice, I guess. That's DJ Flex's advice. So my advice is, yeah, let it flow, and just just let it flow. I think, you know, there's an important message too when I listen to Disappear. He's talking about all the problems in the world just disappear. There's a lot of stuff going on in that song when you listen to it. You listen to the lyrics, you know, he's talking about all the... He says, it sounds like a depressed person that's struggling. Yeah. And a lot of the songs that we hear, we hear a lot of this music about pain, suffering, and just all the problems. A lot of teenage angst. You're so fine, lose my mind, and the world seems to disappear. All the problems, all the fears, and the world seems to disappear. It's true. We could just time. Sometimes we want to. I think we've all been there. So it's like, I think that's kind of the message. It was his message in that song. It's like that unbelievable Tears for Fear song, Shout. Where they're yelling, shout, shout, let it all out. These are the things I could do without. Come on, I'm talking to you. Come on. Yeah, I mean, basically a way to vent against all the bullying and all the garbage that's out there, all the people that judge you and are just a bunch of assholes. So, you know, my one curse word. But they shouldn't. They shouldn't do it. It's not how the world should work. It's just not how it should work. Be honest. How do I want to end this? I want to end this with something. I don't know. You know, I feel like just ending this with something from Linkin Park. So, here is Linkin Park, the late, great Chester Bennington, with Breaking the Habit. And thank you for anybody who tuned in, and tuned into the next one. This is DJ Flex. I'm out. Later.